This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he is ordering 1,000 more members of the National Guard to deploy to Los Angeles. That brings the total to 2,500. Officials have just said the Pacific Palisades fire, one of six major fires in the area, is now just 11% contained. It has burned more than 23,000 acres. Fire crews are again preparing for the wrath of nature, says CBS's Laura Hayfley.
Heavy winds in the coming days are expected to be a major challenge for firefighters. Heightening concern in the Mandeville Canyon area, a gateway to populated and iconic parts of Los Angeles, like the Getty Museum and UCLA. Like so many other LA residents, Marjan Rajabi found her Palisades home turned to rubble.
And we were asked to evacuate, so we grabbed whatever we could, threw it in the car, and left. And then now returning, this is what's left. Everything is decimated. The town is decimated.
Neighbors are helping traumatized neighbors.
An outpouring of generosity here for the taking. Blankets, food, diapers. But also hear the incredible stories from people who are in various stages of grief and loss. This woman saw her home go up in flames.
You hear in these big explosions, I guess hot water tanks, propane tanks, but it sounds like a war zone. I have dreams about this, and I wake up, and all I can see is fire. I just wake up.
Some tell me they'll rebuild. Others say they'll be doing that outside of California. Karen Adams for CBS News, Los Angeles.
Senate confirmation hearings begin Tuesday for Pete Hegseth, President-elect Trump's pick for defense secretary. On CBS's Face the Nation, Democratic Senator Mark Kelly says he is a no.
There is not a job that's more serious and more critical to our national security than Secretary of Defense, and we need a qualified individual in that job. And he just does not seem to have the qualifications.
Kelly sits on the Armed Services Committee, which will conduct the confirmation hearing. We've heard it before, but there are indications that some Israeli hostages may soon be released. More from reporter Linda Gradstein in Jerusalem.
Significant progress has been made toward a ceasefire and hostage deal. In the first stage, 34 Israeli hostages, mostly women and the elderly, are due to be released, although Hamas has refused to say how many of them are still alive.
Hamas may be reacting to threats from President-elect Donald Trump that he will take action if the hostages aren't released before he takes office. CBS's Jim Nantz today became the first person in CBS's NFL history to call play-by-play on 500 games.
Overwhelmed with gratitude. I want to get back to the game, but I just want to say thanks to everyone I've ever had the great pleasure of working with.
This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries tonight or maybe a light snow shower. Otherwise, cloudy skies, low temp of 2 below, and wind chills at 10 to 20 below zero. Still cold for Monday, partly sunny. Air temp of 5 and wind chills at 15 to 20 below. Bitter cold Monday night.
It's 21 right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Here's what the WSJ had said after J6. This week has probably finished Donald Trump as a serious political figure. Boy, that hasn't aged well, has
no,
it?
No, not at all.
In the Wall Street Journal. So after what they just said 4 years ago, Maggie, they couldn't bring it upon themselves to say that guy who did that shouldn't be anywhere near the White House again. Nope, couldn't do it.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
I drew my brother's name 1 year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him. And I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome once again to Seth Faces the Music, the show that will never leave you out in the cold. Although we might do a song or two about that very thing. You know, it's kind of funny living in Wisconsin. It's not something you really want to talk about a lot, winter and the snow and the darkness and especially the cold, but maybe playing a few songs about it will warm the cockles of your heart and make you feel that, well, maybe it's not so bad. That's what we're doing tonight. Everyone, so join me, won't you, as we face the music together. We're going to start off with a classic from one of the they call themselves the greatest rock and roll band in the world. Jury's still out on that one. They're pretty good though. Here's the Rolling Stones with She's So Cold.
Bush, I'm the burning fire, I'm the bleeding volcano.
album that was released May 15th, 1980. That was Devo with Cold War, possibly one of their best albums. One of the lead singers and leaders of the band, Mark Mothersbaugh, went on to become and still is a fantastic film composer. Not much you can say about this next artist, other than he was one of the true greats of the electric blues after he moved from Mississippi to Chicago in the 1950s. Later on in the 60s, during the folk craze, they tried to, well, sell him as a folk singer and just had him play acoustic guitar. Either way, it doesn't really matter. He was amazing no matter what he did. Here's Muddy Waters with Cold Weather Blues.
Call my baby, you know that little girl, feel her come. If I call my baby, hot spring water, oh yeah, boy, wouldn't help a none. I mean, wouldn't help a none. It wouldn't help a none. Oh, if time don't get no better, I'm gonna have to go. Time don't get no better. People, I'm gonna have to go. I'm going back down south. People, well, the weather suits my clothes. Well, the weather suits my clothes. This winter pass on by. this winter pass on by.
That was the band Math and Physics Club with their classic Cold as Minnesota, a band that can only be described as twee in the vein of Belle and Sebastian. Coming up here on Seth Faces the Music, we have an artist who has been popular for many, many decades. He's had his ups and downs, his ins and outs, and he is still today in his 70s, 80s. I can't even remember how old he is. He is still going strong, ladies and gentlemen, and he's coming up next right here on WFHR.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Your tween made you see.
We are the boy
band. It's painful concert number three.
We are the boy band. We're 5 and 19.
We are the boy band.
Always singing on key.
You love your kids enough to take them to see their favorite band. Love them enough to make sure they're buckled up in the back seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thank you.
that you're my every dream. Yet you're afraid each thing I do, it's just an evil scheme.
Cold Heart. And before that, we heard from Mr. Sir, I should say, Elton John, with an assist from Dua Lipa. That was Cold Heart, the Panao remix. I don't know how to say that. He's still making hits, ladies and gentlemen, even to this day. I don't usually do this, ladies and gentlemen, but I am going to recommend to you an album. It's by a group that's been around for a very long time, and they just released their first one in 16 years over the last couple of months, and it is fantastic. I can't recommend it enough. And the reason I'm bringing it up is because we're going to play one of their earlier songs right now. They were from the 80s. They are the group that kicked off the goth craze. Would you call it a craze? I don't know. Well, they kicked off the goth, whatever it was, and this is from one of their early albums where they were really, really gloomy. From the record Pornography, here's The Cure with Cold.
We'll be right back.
no
Rundgren, that crazy genius, Cold Morning Light from his great album, Something Anything. And it is a classic. I mean, the whole album, everybody. Don't want to miss that one. Coming up on Seth Faces the Music, don't go anywhere, ladies and gentlemen. We have one of the great people to ever come out of the country of Jamaica, certainly their biggest star, and probably one of the greatest albums, compilation albums of all time. And we took this one right off of there. That's coming up on WFHR.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief, the Santa Ana winds are picking up, says Los Angeles Fire Chief Christian Crowley.
This wind event is approaching us, and it's approaching us very, very quickly.
A reporter asked Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass if she has spoken with President-elect Donald Trump about possible federal aid to help her city recover.
I have not had a conversation directly with the incoming president.
So it's only been with this administration, not with him.
Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso says California will get federal help, but there will be conditions.
I expect that there will be strings attached to money that is ultimately approved, and it has to do with being ready the next time, because this was a gross failure this time.
Observers expect the Supreme Court to allow a law barring TikTok to go into effect later this month. Democratic Senator Mark Kelly on CBS's Face the Nation.
I imagine there's going to be a disruption in the service here, you know, starting on the 19th.
Critics of the Chinese-owned app say it's a threat to national security. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Central Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. A few flurries tonight or maybe a light snow shower. Otherwise, cloudy skies, low temp of 2 below, and wind chills at 10 to 20 below zero. Still cold for Monday, partly sunny. Air temp of 5 and wind chills at 15 to 20 below. Bitter cold Monday night.
It's 21 right now.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fade.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo signed automatic voter registration into law in December of 2020 to begin in January of 2023. Pandemic, technical, and bidding delays ensued, but preparation for voter registration at the DMV and other state agencies has finally begun. The New York State Board of Elections approved a resolution in December 2024 authorizing the state's Department of Motor Vehicles and other state agencies to create voter registration forms and transmit that data to the Board of Elections database. The new system allows citizens to opt out of voter registration, but will otherwise register or change registration information during official transactions. Gotham Gazette reports that both the implementation of automatic voter registration, or AVR, and online voter registration registration, or OVR, were delayed as technical staff was diverted for pandemic-related IT projects. While the delays are frustrating, getting it right is critical. Early adopter Oregon recently discovered flaws in its very successful AVR system, with evidence that ineligible citizens and non-citizens were accidentally registered during state transactions. The state is in the process of a system-wide audit. Brennan Center for Justice finds AVR has increased voter registrations from 9 to 94% in jurisdictions around the country. We have more on AVR at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
It's you.
I'm on you.
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 Village Stompers from a short-lived Dixieland revival from the early 1960s with Cold Steel Canyons. And before that, we opened up this set from the album Legend, the man himself and his band, Bob Marley and the Wailers, Coming In From the Cold. That was the Eric E.T. Thorngren remix. Coming up, we have a man, another man who doesn't really need any introduction. He was the hardest working man in show business. He hasn't been around for a while, but he had a very long career. We're going back to the early part in the late 1950s when he still had a group with him called the Famous Flames. Here's James Brown with Cold Sweat.
About your past, I just want help. I love to laugh. I don't care, darling, about your thoughts. I just want to satisfy your faults. Kiss me when you miss me. Hold my hand, make me understand. about your wants. I just wanna tell you about your do's and don'ts. I don't care about the way you treat me, darling. I just want to understand me, Holly. Kiss me, no, and you miss me. You hold me tight, make everything all right. I break up in a cold sweat.
And that was recent Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inductee Kate Bush from her album The Kick Inside. It's a classic, everyone. James and the Cold Gun. Now, that may not be a song you've heard before, but it was enough that a band actually named themselves after it. That is no small praise for Miss Kate Bush. That's going to do it for hour one of Seth Faces the Music for this week, everybody. Don't worry, I'm not going to leave you out in the cold. We have hour two coming right around the corner, so don't go anywhere. Stick around. Don't touch that dial. We will be right back. The morning show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was at least groan worthy.
I needed a minute for it to sink in.
That was funny. That was good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
It is our 1 year anniversary here on Matt and Air on Air. Thank you, Greg and Kelvin, for being on this journey with me. It's been great.
Thanks for having me. I can't speak for Calvin.
I'm always thrilled to be here.
Unbridled.
The enthusiasm
enjoyment.
Brimming over from you, Calvin. I'm overwhelmed. Thank you.
Matt and Air on Air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Winds are picking up in Southern California, and that could mean faster spreading wildfires. Here's Los Angeles County Fire Chief Anthony Marone.
These winds, combined with low humidities and low fuel moistures, will keep the fire threat in all of Los Angeles County very high.
Governor Gavin Newsom has ordered 1,000 more members of the National Guard to Los Angeles. The scope of the destruction in the area is widespread, says CBS's Laura Haefeli.
Flying above the smoke and flames, a California Air National Guard helicopter dumps fire retardant on the Palisades Fire. As multiple wildfires continue to rage despite massive efforts over the past few days, residents are hoping to return to their neighborhoods. Avanti Prasanna grew up in the Palisades.
It's still heartbreaking, even if your house is there, to know that